Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and through the internet deliver it to you. Right now, I am away on renewal leave and vacation, and so I figured I would present you a full worship service from First United Methodist Church. I hope you enjoy and listen in.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of First United Methodist Church of Newton, New Jersey. My name is Kathleen Meredith, and I am a certified lay servant and the lay leader here. I'm honored to lead worship today while Pastor Todd is taking a much-needed break with his family. I wish for him much rest, relaxation, and rejuvenation. I also wish you all a happy 4th of July weekend. I hope you all are celebrating this holiday with your families, while being safe during these days of COVID-19. We are living in a different world nowadays, and I wish you all continued health and happiness. Now let us breathe thankfulness for all God has given us and show our thanks and praise as we worship together this morning.
Please join us in our call to worship. God of all creation, our highest goal is to glorify you and love you forever. Our deepest delight is in your presence. Our fondest thoughts are of you. Our strongest longing is for your house. Throughout our lives, help us to become who we are meant to be, a community that breathes thankfulness, voicing your praise in all we do. Amen.
Over and around.
heads and pray with me. Dear God, thank you for your amazing power and work in our lives. Thank you for your goodness and for your blessings over us. Thank you that you are able to bring hope through even the toughest of times, strengthening us for your purposes. Thank you for your great love and care. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you that you are always with us and will never leave us. Thank you for your incredible sacrifice so that we might have freedom and life. Forgive us for when we don't thank you enough for who you are, for all that you do, for all that you've given. Help us to set our eyes and our hearts on you afresh. Renew our spirits, fill us with your peace and joy. We love you and we need you this day and every day. We give you praise and thanks, for you alone are worthy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Sinking in the shade. Would you send a cloud, thunder long and loud? Let the sky grow black and send some mercy down. Surely you can see that we are thirsty. Give give thanks to you with gratitude for lessons learned and how to trust in you, that we are blessed beyond what we could ever dream, in abundance or in need. And if you never grant us peace, but Jesus, would you please?
Amen. And now let us assume an attitude of prayer. Let us lift our hearts, hands, and voices in prayer to God on behalf of all people. Dear Father, thank you for Jesus, your Son, our friend and Savior. Thank you for our soul's refreshment and heart's ease, for our mind's nourishment and body's rest. Thank you for faith, family, and freedom, for liberty and justice for all, and for the countless blessings we so often take for granted. Grant that your church should always be as gentle and lowly of heart as its Savior. Use it to draw people who are heavy laden by the world and their own sinfulness to the one who will give them rest. Let the church's high calling of faith toward you and fervent love toward others be a light on the hill for all to see. Thank you for the people of this congregation. Help us to see one another with the eyes of Jesus. Some are carrying heavy burdens known only to them and to you. Ease their load and give each of us such gentle hearts and words that we too can refresh their spirits. Shape all of our words and works so that many may find encouragement, forgiveness, hope, and renewed joy in loving and serving you. Thank you for this beautiful world over which you have set us as your stewards. Give us a double measure of your Holy Spirit so that we may be wise, responsible, and compassionate as we take care of the land and its creatures. Help us to enjoy the loveliness of creation, finding in it refreshment for our souls and relaxation for our bodies. Bless, purify, and guide this nation. Let the words of the song be our prayer on its behalf. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Grant to the people of every nation peaceful times and respite from the burdens of sickness, poverty, and violence. Teach us all to eagerly seek and share your mercy, guidance, and blessings in the name of justice and peace. Receive and graciously answer our prayers, Heavenly Father, for the sake of your dear Son, and by the power of your Holy Spirit, give us the strength and will to accomplish whatever you call us to do. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.
Hi guys, happy Sunday. I hope you're having a great week, and for most of you, a great summer from school. Today I want to talk to you about God and how much he does for us. He gives us everything. He's the reason we're here. He gives us our food, our family, our pets. He gives us everything that we can think of. And sometimes, as humans, we forget to thank him. We don't always remember, oh, I should thank God for this. And that's something that's really important and that we should try to remember to do. When you wake up in the morning, you could simply say, thank you, God, for this day and for letting me have it. Or at night, you could go, thank you for this day. It was a good day. Or even it was a bad day, but thank you for everything you did for me. And one way that you can do this, if you can write, you can get a notebook like me, and I will write a little prayer to God. And also I'll write, dear God, I could say, thank you for the food today. Thank you for my bed. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my dog. Thank you for my cat. Thank you for everything. Amen. But even if you can't write, you can simply just say it out loud. Pray to God out loud and say, thank you, God. Thank you for this. Thank you for my awesome Elsa doll or this amazing Spider-Man doll I have. There are so many things you can give thanks, and it's very important that we remember every day to give thanks. I found this song that I think you guys will really like that talks exactly about that. It says praise, which is also giving thanks, saying thank you. It says praise ye the Lord, and then it will say hallelujah. So let's go listen to the song.
Hallelujah, 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 praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Like the song. I think the song is so good, and I love the cat that's throughout the song. But I hope you really learned from that song to, you know, say thank you to God, to thank him for every single thing, because he does a ton of things for us. He gives us everything, and he helps us in life, and he deserves all the thanks that we can give him. So how about we bow our heads and pray? Repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for everything. Thank you for my life. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my food. And thank you for my toys. I am so thankful that I have an amazing God like you in my life. Amen. Bye, guys. Our scripture reading today comes from Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart in the company of the upright in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Full of honor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has gained renown by his wonderful deeds. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He is ever mindful of his covenant. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are faithful, and just all his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God for this word.
Words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O God, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Giving thanks to God and counting our blessings are important daily activities. Sometimes, though, we get so caught up in everything we have to do that we forget to give thanks. And sometimes it seems that we have nothing for which to be grateful. There are times in life when we feel down, when nothing seems to be going right. Friendships or relationships with family members may have gone sour. School or work or your life situation feels overwhelming. Things don't turn out the way you thought they would. These are the times when finding things for which to have gratitude can be very difficult. We have a choice to make. This choice has the power to alter our experience. We can complain about the situation, focus on everything we lack, wallow in self-pity, feel victimized, and blame others for our misfortunes. Or we can be grateful for what is going right in our lives, appreciate the good that is ours, and look for the lessons we can learn. Sometimes it's tempting to go with the first choice, to complain and to focus on the negatives, to wallow. That's easy. But let's think about how we really feel when we focus on what we lack. We feel inferior. We're not smart enough or good enough. We don't have enough money or influence or friends or things. We feel overwhelmed. Problems seem to engulf us. We don't know how to solve them. We can feel depressed. Life seems worthless, dark. We're moody. Complaining is easy. We can find fault in just about anything or anyone. We let little things affect us. We feel victimized. We feel that life isn't fair and that we've gotten a raw deal. The alternative is to look at how we feel when we concentrate on what is going right or what's good in our lives. We feel satisfied. We love who we are, like what we do, and are confident that we're going in the right direction. We appreciate our relationships and value our God-given qualities that make us uniquely ourselves. We feel confident. We know that we can do whatever we need to do. We find solutions to problems. We are able to help others. We feel happy. We laugh and smile a lot. We are energetic. We make other people feel comfortable. We feel positive or easygoing. We see the good in others. We roll with the punches. We don't take things personally. The world seems like a pretty good place to live. We feel in control. We have a calmness about us, a strong trust. The rhythm of life is settled. We know that while we experience many different emotions, we don't have to act on every one of them. We're able to think clearly and to make good decisions. My daughter recently experienced the premature birth of her son. Her pregnancy had been a difficult one. She'd fallen down the stairs at their house when she was 5 months pregnant, and a week and a half later ended up in the hospital with bleeding. She was there for a week and a half. The whole time she was very upset, missing her 1.5-year-old daughter and husband. She could not have visitors due to the coronavirus and was very lonely. Eventually she was allowed to return home, but she had to take it very easy, not lifting anything bigger than a gallon of milk. 2.5 weeks later, she started bleeding again and was readmitted to the hospital. The bleeding occurred again while she was in the hospital, and her doctor informed her that she wanted her to remain in the hospital until she delivered. She was also told that she would have to have a C-section. My daughter was despondent. She wasn't due for another 8 weeks and wanted to go home so badly to be with her family. It was very difficult to convince her that she was in the safest place she could be, with medical help and equipment all around her. And ultimately, it took the head of the department to convince her that while they couldn't make her stay, The hospital was the best place for her to be. And she made the difficult decision to stay in the hospital. My daughter ended up having her baby boy by C-section just 2 days later. He was born at 34 weeks, one day. But he had a good weight of over 6 pounds. He was in the NICU immediately following his birth and hooked up to a breathing apparatus, an IV, and an oxygen monitor. She could touch him, but she couldn't hold him for 2 days after he was born. I remember one phone call from her very clearly. She called me in tears over how the pregnancy and birth she had pictured had not happened. She hadn't been able to enjoy her pregnancy. She hadn't wanted a C-section. Her son was in NICU, who hooked up to tubes and needles, and she couldn't hold him. My response to her, her mother, who had worried from 70 miles away during COVID-19 and had not been able to see her daughter for almost 3 months, was to focus on hope and gratitude. Because if my daughter had been home when the last bleed occurred, she wouldn't have made it to the hospital in time before she hemorrhaged, and she and my grandson most likely would not have survived. Because she was in the hospital, the healthcare workers were able to see right away the bleeding that was jeopardizing her life. Because she was in the hospital, the doctors were able to perform the C-section immediately. While I was 70 miles away and only able to receive text messages about the status of the birth and the condition of my daughter and grandson, I breathed thankfulness that all of these people were working so hard to keep my family safe. What is the power of gratitude? It changes our perspective, our outlook, our feelings. It can even change how we express ourselves. And when these things change, our experience changes. But how can we feel grateful? How do we get to experience the joy that gratitude brings when things around us are really a mess? Find one thing for which to be grateful. Then find one more thing for which to be grateful. It could be as simple as being grateful for a pet or for a smile from a stranger. Keep going, and pretty soon you have a gratitude list. It can help to write things down. Get a notebook, and each evening before you go to bed, write down the things from that day for which you are grateful. This can help things feel more concrete or real. And when we really fill our thoughts with gratitude, it's hard for there to be any room left for depression or self-doubt. And when we are grateful for all the good things God has given us, we bring the blessings and power of gratitude into our lives. And if we're still having trouble finding something in our own experience, we can turn to the Bible to reassure us. In the book of Mark, chapter 8, when Jesus was presented with only 7 loaves of bread and a few fish with which to feed the multitudes of people who had come to hear him speak, he lifted his face, gave thanks to God, and he and his disciples were able to feed 4,000 people and have 7 baskets of food left over. He didn't despair about the food he did not have, but rather gave thanks to God for what he did have and was able to feed everyone there with food to spare. Focusing on the negative keeps us in that mindset. When you're in the habit of looking for the bad in this world, you can be pretty sure you're going to find it. Gratitude isn't always so easy to find. What does our gratitude bring into our lives? From 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34. I'll give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Mercy. Gratitude allows us to feel God's mercy, which is everlasting. His goodness, care, compassion, and unconditional love for us are ever with us, even when we make mistakes. God is merciful to us. He's tender. God's arms are always there to comfort us. This in itself is an elevating thought that should lift us out of any despair. With such a thought, we are open to whatever God has in store for us. We are open, ready to receive God's blessings for us, ready to have our lives changed by the power of gratitude. So I challenge you all to do this, particularly during these days of COVID-19 and scary grocery trips and arguments with strangers about face masks. Each day, write down at least one thing for which you have gratitude. If you have more than one thing, write that down too. They could be the same things every day. And pretty soon, you'll have an entire list of things for which you feel grateful. Some days these things will come easily. Some days, when we are feeling overwhelmed with these seemingly insurmountable challenges facing us, we may have to dig a little deeper. But there is always something there, always something to breathe thankfulness for to God. I encourage you, for your own peace of mind, to try this. My list for today: I'm thankful to have a very healthy and strong new grandson. I'm thankful for the lives of both of my children and my relationships with them. I'm thankful for the roof over my head, the clothes on my back, and the food on my table. I'm thankful for the ability to worship my God, to love my neighbors, and to speak my truth. I'm thankful for my friends who support me through the good days and the bad days. And I am thankful for the air I breathe, for with it, I breathe thankfulness. May the Lord our God provide you with many things for which to be thankful. For as Psalm 111 says, the Lord is gracious and merciful. May he give you the clarity to realize these things. And may we, with every breath we take, breathe thankfulness to God for all the wonders in our lives. Amen. At this time, I encourage you to give generously to our church using one of the links below or by mail to 111 Ryerson Avenue, Newton, New Jersey, 07860. By doing so, you will support the missions of our church throughout Newton, our country, and the world. I hope that you will, even in our absence from our church building, continue to give, for we are the church together.
Made that
Please pray with me as I pray the prayer of dedication. God of grace, accept these gifts from our hands, which we cast upon the waters of your love, a generous, ever-flowing stream, feeding the hungry and helping those in need. Accept these gifts for the work of your church. Amen.
I give you an Irish blessing. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the rain fall soft upon your fields, the sun shine warm upon your face. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Go into the world with love in your hearts and take the time to breathe thankfulness. Amen.